Today's reading begins in Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord God, Wail, alas for the day is near, the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds, a time of doom for the nations. A sword shall come upon Egypt, and anguish shall be in Cush. When the slain shall fall in Egypt, and her wealth is carried away, and her foundations are torn down. Cush and Put and Lud and all Arabia and Libya and the people of the land that is in league shall fall with them by the sword. Thus says the Lord, those who support Egypt shall fall, and her proud might shall come down from Migdol to Syene. They shall fall within her by the sword, and declares the Lord. And they shall be desolated in the midst of the desolated countries, and their cities shall be in the midst of cities that are laid waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I have set fire to Egypt, and all her helpers are broken. On that day messengers shall go out from me in ships to terrify the unsuspecting people of Cush, and anguish shall come upon them on the day of Egypt's doom. For behold, it comes. Thus says the Lord God, I will put an end to the wealth of Egypt by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the most ruthless of nations, shall be brought in to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with the slain. And I will dry up the Nile, and I will sell the land into the hand of evildoers. I will bring desolation upon the land and everything in it by the hand of foreigners. I am the Lord, I have spoken. Thus says the Lord God, I will destroy the idols and put an end to the images in Memphis. There shall no longer be a prince from the land of Egypt, so I will put fear in the land of Egypt. I will make Pathros a desolation, and will set fire to Zoan, and will execute judgment on Thebes. And I will pour out my wrath on Pelusium, the stronghold of Egypt, and cut off the multitude of Thebes. And I will set fire to Egypt. Pelusium shall be in great agony, Thebes shall be breached, and Memphis shall face enemies by day. The young men of On and Pibeseth shall fall by the sword, and the women shall go into captivity. At Tehaphanes the day shall be dark, when I break where the yoke bars of Egypt. And her proud might shall come to an end in her, she shall be covered by a cloud, and her daughters shall go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgments on Egypt, they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and behold, it has not been bound up, to heal it by binding it with a bandage, so that it may become strong to wield the sword. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and I will break his arms, both the strong arm and the one that was broken, and I will make the sword fall from his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them through the countries, and I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand. But I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan before him like a man mortally wounded. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh shall fall. Then they shall know that I am the Lord, when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he stretches it out against the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them throughout the countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the third month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to Pharaoh king of Egypt and to his multitude, Whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, with beautiful branches and forest shade, and of towering height, its top among the clouds. The waters nourished it, the deep made it grow tall, making its rivers flow around the place of its planting, sending forth its streams to all the trees of the field. So it towered high above all the trees of the field. Its boughs grew large, and its branches long, from abundant water in its shoots. All the birds of the heavens made their nests in its boughs. Under its branches all the beasts of the field gave birth to their young, and under its shadow lived all great nations. It was beautiful in its greatness and the length of its branches, for its roots went down to abundant waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not rival it, nor the fir trees equal to its boughs. Neither were the plane trees like its branches. No tree in the garden of God was its equal in beauty. I made it beautiful in the mass of its branches, and all the trees of Eden envied it that they were in the garden of God. Therefore thus says the Lord God, because it towered high and set its top among the clouds, and its heart was proud of its height, I will give it into the hand of a mighty one of the nations. He shall surely deal with it as its wickedness deserves. I have cast it out. Foreigners, the most ruthless of nations, have cut it down and left it. on the mountains and in all the valleys its branches have fallen, and its boughs have been broken in all the ravines of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone away from its shadow and left it. On its fallen trunk dwell all the birds of the heavens, and on its branches are all the beasts of the field. All this in order that no trees by the waters may grow to towering height or set their tops among the clouds, and that no trees that drink water may reach up to them in height. For they are all given over to death, to the world below, among the children of man, with those who go down to the pit. Thus says the Lord God, on the day the cedar went down to Sheol, I caused mourning, I closed the deep over it, and restrained its rivers, and many rivers were stopped. I clothed Lebanon in gloom for it, and all the trees of the field fainted because of it. I made the nations quake at the sound of its fall, when I cast it down to Sheol with those who go down to the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water, were comforted in the world below. They also went down to Sheol with it, to those who were slain by the sword, yes, those who were its arm, who lived under its shadow among the nations. Whom are you thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden? You shall be brought down with the trees of Eden to the world below. You shall lie among the uncircumcised with those who are slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, declares the Lord God. Chapter 30 was an oracle against Egypt. It reuses some of the imagery from chapter 29, again pronouncing judgment and expanding on that earlier oracle. Ezekiel's use of the day of the Lord echoes chapter 7 as well. But again and again we see this phrase, thus says the Lord God. God is sovereign, and he is in that place in which he can judge all nations and all peoples. When you get down to verse 20, you see the mention of Egypt falling to Babylon. For a little context, in about 587 BC, Egypt comes and attacks the forces of the Babylonians and gets them to leave Jerusalem. And the people thought that this was a sign of the deliverance that they had hoped for. But what the Lord is revealing is that now Babylon is going to destroy Egypt. Chapter 31 begins to paint this image of this large and beautiful tree. And he states there in verse 2, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom are you like in your greatness? Then it begins to describe Syria. Syria was this cedar in Lebanon with beautiful branches, forest shade. So the imagery draws on the rise and fall of Assyria, and then depicts the coming downfall of Pharaoh and the decline of Egypt. Now, we shouldn't try to read something into this passage that is not there. Just realize that this tree that stood above the others is merely denoting that at the time this description of Assyria was the most powerful nation of its time. But even the mightiest nations eventually fall to another power. This also reveals that God is behind this rise and fall. If you'd like even more context, you might look at Isaiah chapter 10, where we see there a pronouncement of the woes against Assyria. And so likened unto that, he is telling Egypt that their downfall will come as well. That concludes our reading for today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.